This is a Collider.com audio interview.
We were hoping you were going to come over with an iced coffee.
Sorry. That sounds awesome,
though. Tray of them, yeah.
Can we get some?
An iced coffee?
I'm teasing.
Can you talk a little bit about the scene you guys were shooting just now and what you're talking about between with Bruce and John?
We're dodging bullets. This is right after we've just seen Singer shot, and we're running. And the woman who... John, that we thought, and John accused of being, you know, out to kill us, and everyone thought he was kidding. We see her, she appears, and she's after us.
And that's who you're running from, the lady?
At this very moment, and they're snipers. There always have to be snipers.
Awesome. Always.
Yeah, how awesome is that to see for you?
Well, the costume designer just laughs every time she looks at me because she's from New York. She knows me, like, from the theater, and I usually do, like, really, like, just things that are less movement and less artillery. So, it's funny.
So, can you kind of tell us about your character and how she's similar and different from the one that's in the comic book?
I haven't read the comic book. I didn't even know there was one till halfway through.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I didn't. Helen Mirren and I were talking about that, actually, who also felt kind of silly. Whenever we had to run, she was like, oh, God, we're both going to get fired. It's just like running sequences. It's like it's a particular kind of humiliation, but it's fun.
A lot of times that's good, though, because then the actor doesn't have to worry about playing off of anything, that you can give your own interpretation of the character. So
yeah, it's also good to kind of feel stupid sometimes and do things that are out of your, I don't know what you...
Comfort zone.
Yeah, in a way. And like, it's a different genre for me. So it's good for me to kind of feel
people firing weapons
ridiculous.
At you is out of your comfort zone?
A little bit.
Why did you choose
it just is like, I don't know.
Why did you choose this film then if it is kind of out of your comfort zone? What drew you to it?
I really like the director. I don't know if you've spoken to him yet, but he's really, really intelligent. And he was just really kind when I met him and nice and really told me why I should play the part and kind of didn't really argue with him. He's really, really smart. And he had just assembled these really great people, and I felt like he really knows how to enlist his intellect to kind of get you... I don't know. He's hard to argue with, really, I find.
Did he sell you on the pink pig in advance?
The pink pig's the best part of the whole movie. John Malkovich with a pink pig can't really.
That is the movie.
It's fantastic.
You can't get better than that, right?
What did you think when you heard
it? I mean, John Malkovich alone, then you add a pink pig, it's like...
What did you think when you heard working with John?
I did one movie with him years ago, and I love him.
Yeah.
I would do anything with him, really. I think he's amazing.
Can you give your take on your character's relationship to Frank in the movie?
Well, it's kind of like that classic sort of, you know, trajectory in this kind of movie, you know, where there's conflict and then they're estranged and then they kind of grow to love each other but they don't show it, and then at the end, you know, it's kind of like that. But I think the characters are more interesting than that. So, mm-hmm. And he's there's something really sweet about the way he's playing the part as well, so he's kind of irresistible in a way, and so I think they kind of, and they're both really lonely.
Yeah.
That's kind of established from the very beginning of the movie, you know, the way they meet is just classic, you know, lonely losers.
How
of the
do
world.
They meet?
On the phone. She works for this, you know, for ostensibly what is like Social Security or something, and he's calling to get his checks that he says he hasn't gotten, but actually he has. He just wants to call back and talk to her because she's friendly on the phone and they like each other and they both don't really have anyone to talk to, so.
Do you get to fire any guns in this, or are you just damsel in distress?
I'm damseling mostly.
Yeah.
I don't really, not very good with a gun.
No.
Best and worst part of filming in Toronto and New Orleans.
I'm so hot right now. I'm so goddamn hot. Like, that's really the only problem because it's a great city. Mm-hmm. It's really an awesome place. It's really fattening.
Yeah.
City. Right?
It is.
We've noticed.
It's really, really fattening.
What about Toronto?
Toronto I've worked in so many times that you kind of just know every store, every hotel, every... So, it's really close to New York, which is awesome, like, for my children, you know, and if I have to go home for 2 days, it doesn't take very much time. Except for Air Canada. Air Canada is the worst part about working.
But, I love you just called them out.
I know. Well, they suck, right? It's the only time you ever sit on a runway, like, longer than your actual flight. But I actually like Toronto as well, so.
Another thing, some of us watch a certain television show that perhaps you're involved with had a phenomenal finale.
Oh.
The last season.
I always wondered what people thought about it, because it looks so stupid to me on the page, and I love the other finale, so I thought this one was going to be really stupid, but some people really liked it, so...
It was great.
Oh, that's so good. I'm glad, because I just thought this was really dumb. Sorry?
Why were you hesitant about it?
I felt like the other ones were so obviously, what are we going to do? Like, she burns down the house, or the DEA, which I think was maybe the best one, when she's wearing the jacket,
right,
when she goes to the mirror. I think that was kind of amazing, because you weren't really expecting that. There was something almost slapstick about this in a way that worried me.
Yeah.
It was a little pratfall-y with the golf club and the... But I think it probably cut together.
Are you excited to go back and pick that up?
I am, yeah. I love doing that show.
So you already know where it's going to kind of pick up from and how it's going to... I mean, is it going to be that same kind of, like...
I'm supposed to talk to them today, actually.
Oh, really?
So I'll probably get...
Oh, okay, so the script's already done. Everything's ready.
They have broad strokes for every episode. They don't, yeah.
What, just for, when do you typically film the show? What's, like, the months that you're usually filming?
Usually May, June, July.
Oh, so you're coming up on it.
Yeah, April, end of April to end of July. So I'm going in a few weeks, actually. So.
Getting back into this, how did you... Obviously, you've seen a lot of Bruce Willis movies, I'm sure. Did you rewatch any getting, you know, before coming to this? Or did you have any friends that wanted to visit you when you knew, you know, these people?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, whenever you work with somebody that's that famous, everybody wants to know, what are they like? Or, but, I mean, I know some of the movies that I know of his are more like Nobody's Fool or like that, because I don't really watch the bigger movies. I haven't really seen them so much. But I loved him from his TV show and from some of the smaller movies he's done. The bigger movies I start to space out in, like, they're just so, like, I don't really watch those kind of movies so much.
Try to geek out with him at all. Remember that episode of Moonlighting when you, like, did that thing?
No, a lot of people actually do that. And he does it himself. He'll bring up... He has a really good memory, and he'll remember, like, things that happened or things that people said to him. And he's also just somebody who has a great... he's a good storyteller. So he and John both, and they're both, like, really fun to talk to because they remember... really good stories. I can never remember any stories whenever I do an interview. They're like, what funny thing? And I'm like, okay, so I can't remember. But they're
the
both.
Chemistry with Bruce pretty instant, or is it something that you have to work ahead?
You can never really tell till it's just kind of a red herring till you see the project, I think. You just know if you like working with someone or not. And he does have a real sweetness about him, I think. And you can tell, actually, when he starts to talk about his family or his daughters or his wife, or his whole face rearranges, you know, he's really kind of, kind of dear.
Did you go to Comic-Con in the summer for bonus?
I would.
Have you ever been?
I haven't. No. I do. Yeah. Yeah, I would go for sure. But as somebody said, though, that in the book that my character is not there, or she's somebody. It doesn't,
she's,
does it?
She's kind of there. Just
she's
in,
there.
In the, she's there, but mostly in the beginning.
Really?
This story is so fleshed out from, I mean, so expanded.
It's
that,
very different.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I assume you're with Bruce throughout most of the film,
yeah,
right?
Entirely, yeah.
Yeah. Do you get a chance for some comedy moments, too, or is most of the interaction...
I think most of our stuff is kind of goofy, kind of screwball-y,
uh-huh,
funny. Yeah.
Like, do you give them some lip back to the guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how's the dynamic between the three of you, John Malkovich and the
picture? Well, it's fun in life. I don't know. Who knows if it'll translate, but it's really fun. And
I'm curious about, did you get to see Helen firing these guns?
Oh, I was right next to her, baby. Yeah.
So what was that?
That, I did take a picture of on my cell phone, yeah. That was great, yeah. was hilarious. I sent it to my boyfriend. It was like she really did it too. She was like holding the gun because we were both laughing. But it's just funny. She's not. That's not the kind of thing she normally.
Now that's all she's going to be cast in. Yeah.
She might. She's so well. She's so good. She could really do anything. But
do you want to do a shoot 'em up? Like, do you want to be like?
Not really. I would do anything if it was well written.
Yeah.
I'm not really. And people were asking me, like, why are you going to do a show on Showtime? And I was like, because there weren't really any then, you know? And I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'll do a show on Nickelodeon if I thought it was well written.
You know, like
actually, Nickelodeon's kind of awesome. But,
but it's just, you know, with more parts being written for women in action roles, you know,
yeah.
Like that option.
I don't think people would really honestly hire me very much for it. So.
Yeah.
I don't think I have to worry, but if it was well written, I would do it. Sure, I'd do anything.
Hey, they are ready for you, Mary Louise. Oh. They're ready for you on set.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you're so it's hot okay. out here. Right. Bring
thank
them
you,
all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.